Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, and as part of Countdown to Site Village 2017, I'm with Tracy, and we'd like to introduce Ed from Bristol Braille Technology, and he is the Managing Director. So hi Ed.
Hi there.
Would you like to give us a bit of a background? Because obviously people have heard of yourselves, but what has happened and a little bit about the background of the company?
Sure. Well, Bristol Braille has been set up since 2011 to come up with radically more affordable Braille displays and fashionable Braille devices of all kinds. Since late 2012, we've focused all our efforts on developing something called the Knute, which will be the world's first affordable multi-line Braille e-reader. So the Knute is targeting at a price of around about the Perkins Brailler, or the price of a new iPhone, that is, which is around £600 today. It will have 360 cells of Braille, so that's 40 cells on each line over 9 lines. And we're hoping to release that at some point, maybe the end of this year. It might go on a little bit into the next year.
That's correct. So you're going to be exhibiting at Site Village this year?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, so what sort of range of things will you have on display and for people to look at while they're there?
Well, because we're still developing, we won't be selling them as yet, but we will be collecting interest. And so we'll have our latest prototype on display, and that will be a 360 cell Braille display, and we'd like people to come up and use it. We'll also be sharing the stand, that's our sole focus as Bristol Braille, but we'll also be sharing the stand with a community group called the Braillists. I'm not sure if you've got plans to interview them, but I can say a little bit about the Braillists. They are a community group of around about 306 members, about half of whom are in the UK, the rest around the world, and their focus is on supporting projects which are promoting Braille literacy. So they've been very supportive of the Knute project, and so we're sharing the stand. They'll be taking along other kind of interesting Braille devices, and we just want to collect some names of people who are interested in Braille literacy.
Okay, so I mean, I saw the Knute, I think in 2015. It was I thought that even then, in that stage, it was a breakthrough product. And I was talking to you on the stand. It was a large white box, about the size of a shoebox, for anyone who's listening. What has sort of happened in development of that between maybe the one I saw and the current one?
We've had a complete redesign, at least two complete redesigns, in fact. So what? The one that you saw was a 48-cell machine. That's 28. Was it 48? Anyway, it was 28 cells on each line. And it was 4 lines. So it was larger than any display on the market at the moment. But we wanted to go for a full 40 characters per line, so that it can show BRF files, Braille-ready files, that is, in the proper format. So you can get the context of things like tabular data, mathematics, all sorts of stuff. You get STEM subjects published in that format. And we also wanted it so that, you may remember, Michael, there was quite a wait between when it refreshed, and then it had to wait about 4 or 5 seconds, and then it would make loads of noise, and then you get to read the next page, the next 4 lines. We're making a very mechanical display. It's virtually entirely unlike any of the existing Braille displays. So it's always going to take a little while to refresh, but what we've done now is you can start reading straight away. It refreshes one line after another. It takes about half a second or so to refresh the first line, so you just press the button and you can read the first line, and it kind of ripples down. And to do that took a complete redesign. Plus, of course, we've massively increased the amount of Braille intake.
Great. So what sort of feedback have you had from people so far?
Well, we've been getting an awful lot. We've been doing an awful lot of different tests, especially since we demoed the Mark 6 in 2015. We've been to CSUN in 2016, and we went to the International Council for English Braille, the sixth assembly, which is again mid-2016. We had some excellent feedback from some of the most qualified Braillists in the world there. We've also had the tenth prototype at the end of 2016. It was being tested in New College Worcester for a long time. And we got a lot of positive and negative feedback from students about Braille quality, the weight, the size, these sorts of things. We're quite keen, we've always been quite keen, to show our products to people before they're completely ready. So we've been integrating that into the design. One of the most important things we've done recently is we've reduced the size of it. So it's now about the size of a laptop for the next prototype.
All right, so if people want to find out more, you know, obviously come along to the stand at Site Village, but if they want to find out more and maybe get involved in some of the, you know, the information you're requiring, how will people get hold of yourselves?
Well, there's a website, crystalbraille.co.uk, and on there you should find an email address, which is contact me at. Also, if you are around at Site Village, we're going to try and do what we always do with the Braillists is we have a Braille and beer event. So we just go into town, find a pub, and just chat with the stuff that we've seen at the conference. So we'd love anyone to come along to that and join us there.
That sounds like a real incentive for people to come along and visit you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and if you can't make it to the Birmingham one, we are going to Manchester and London later in the year as well.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Ed. It's been great talking to you. I do think it's a brilliant product. I think once it does launch, and you know, and it does make the market, I think you've got a fantastic product there. I know when I tried it, it was a bit of one of them wow moments. So do go along, have a look, talk to Ed, talk to the guys, and give your feedback as well, because obviously that's part of the development.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck, and do come back and tell us, you know, the next stage of the development on how that's going.
Certainly will, and look forward to seeing you in Birmingham.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.